Welcome to the Abide Daily Podcast from Ecclesia the Church in Salt Lake City, a time led by our pastors and others in our church to abide in God through prayer, reflection, and the reading of His Word together.
Hey, this is Greg. Thanks for joining me today. As we begin our prayer and reading today, let's start off by taking just a moment to pause, to be still, and be aware of God's presence with us. Now let's take a moment to share with the Lord where we're at, what we're thinking and feeling, as well as to thank Him for all that He's done, is doing, and will do. A prayer for peace. O God, the author of peace and lover of unity, to know you is eternal life and to serve you is perfect freedom. Defend us, your humble servants, in all assaults of our enemies, that we, surely trusting in your defense, may not fear the power of any adversaries through the might of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Lord, as I read your words in Scripture, I ask, Holy Spirit, that you lead me and give me understanding. I ask that you would draw near and meet with me and lead me into your kingdom today. Psalm 73. Truly, God is good to Israel, to those who are pure in heart. But as for me, my feet had almost stumbled, my steps had nearly slipped. For I was envious of the arrogant when I saw the prosperity of the wicked. For they have no pangs until death, their bodies are fat and sleek. They are not in trouble as others are, they are not stricken like the rest of mankind. Therefore pride is their necklace, violence covers them as a garment. Their eyes swell out through fatness, their hearts overflow with follies. They scoff and speak with malice, loftily they threaten oppression. They set their mouths against the heavens, and their tongue struts through the earth. Therefore his people turn back to them and find no fault in them. And they say, how can God know? Is there knowledge in the Most High? Behold, these are the wicked, always at ease. They increase in riches. All in vain have I kept my heart clean and washed my hands in innocence. For all the day long I have been stricken and rebuked every morning. If I had said, I will speak thus, I would have betrayed the generation of your children. But when I thought how to understand this, it seemed to me a wearisome task, until I went into the sanctuary of God. Then I discerned their end. Truly you set them in slippery places, you make them fall to ruin. How they are destroyed in a moment, swept away utterly by terrors. Like a dream when one awakens, O Lord, when you rouse yourself, you despise them as phantoms. When my soul was embittered, when I was pricked in heart, I was brutish and ignorant. I was like a beast toward you. Nevertheless, I am continually with you. You hold my right hand. You guide me with your counsel, and afterward you will receive me to glory. Whom have I in heaven but you? And there is nothing on earth that I desire beside you. My flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. For behold, those who are far from you shall perish. You put an end to everyone who is unfaithful to you. But for me it is good to be near God. I have made the Lord my refuge, that I may tell of all your works. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. As I reflect on this scripture, I'm just captured by this psalm. We typically only read 20 verses but in these daily recordings, but I just couldn't cut anything out of this psalm. I would encourage you to listen to it again being read, or take some time to read it yourself at another point today. I was really encouraged by the psalmist's honesty and forthrightness with the Lord. In the first major section of the psalm, he basically says that he doesn't think following after God and living in obedience to God is worth it. The psalmist acknowledges the truth of God's goodness, but they're having a really hard time believing it because of the difficulty that he's having, experiencing the prosperity and the flourishing of the arrogant and the wicked. It seems as though that those who exalt themselves and push for their abundance get it, while those who look to the Lord are trampled on and suffer. The rest of this psalm is the psalmist coming to a point of saying that they're afraid to even speak about this, as they fear being seen as unfaithful to the Lord. The psalmist then resolves this struggle in verses 16 and 17, where they get a view of the end. Thinking about the end of life, the goal of life, what is to come next, actually encourages and spurs the psalmist to say in verse 26, "My flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever." This psalmist wrestled with the Lord. This psalmist was honest with the Lord of what they were experiencing in the here and the now, and struggling to believe that God was good and was for them. Before Jesus went to the cross to pay the penalty for your sin and mine, he pleaded with the Father that there be another path for him other than the cross. But then Jesus accepts the declaration of the Father and accepts with joy the trial he's about to face because of the end, the result of deliverance and salvation for all. Suffering is hard. Our lives are full of difficulties. And if we're honest, we struggle with our faith, not knowing if it's really worth it. The good news in all of this, though, is that the Lord openly accepts us in our struggles. He accepts our crying out and actually leads us to himself to find joy and strength in him now and more into the future. So as we enter into a time of reflection today, I want to encourage you to be really honest with the Lord about what you're struggling with in your faith and ask him to fill you with his strength and joy. I encourage you to be really honest with the Lord about what you're struggling with in your faith and ask him to fill you with his strength and joy. Lord, thanks that we can be honest with you. Thanks that you allow us the ability to wrestle. Lord, thanks for the picture of Jacob, that he wrestled with you before his need and the things that he was struggling with. And Lord, that you blessed him in the midst of that. And so, Lord, I just pray for my friends. I pray for myself, Lord, that you would just give us an honesty before you. Let us trust you with the things that we are seeing and experiencing in the world. And Lord, thank you that you are the one who holds all things, that you are the one who sees all things. And thank you that you have even established the end of things so that we can know that you are the King of all, and all people will bow at your feet. Lord, draw near to us today. Would you be our portion and our strength forever, for your name's sake, so that through our lives and by our prayers, your kingdom would come.